Well, as chance would have it, new figures published this lunchtime have again underlined the importance of pharmaceutical exports to the economy here. The numbers published by the CSO show the multinational dominated sectors of the economy grew by more than 30% in the first 9 months of the year. This was driven largely by pharma exports. The domestic economy grew by just over 4%. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy is here. David, will you talk to us first of all about the domestic economy? What do these numbers tell us?
Well, they show the domestic economy is performing pretty well. So in the first 9 months of the year, it grew by 4%. But if you look at it, we can see actually personal consumption spending by ordinary individuals was up almost 3%, and investment in businesses was up about 7.5%. Now that strips out some of the stuff in relation to the multinationals. So you'd say overall the economy is doing fairly well.
If we go back to the start of the year, we heard a lot about the surge in exports then because of the fear of tariffs. Those tariffs are now in place. So what's been happening?
Well, this is really interesting. And I know you were just talking about Mounjaro there. And Eli Lilly is one of the big drug companies which is exporting a lot from Ireland. But what people thought would happen would be there'd be a surge in exports before the tariffs came in. What we've actually seen is that huge increase in exports continue throughout the year.
So now, it didn't tail off then when the tariffs were introduced?
It hasn't tailed off. But the other thing that's happened is that the large pharmaceutical companies have not been subject to tariffs. And our other big exporters, which is in technology, they're not subject to tariffs either. So Ireland's done very, very well. One of the reasons for that is that pharmaceutical companies, and particularly Pfizer, are beginning to do deals with the United States. And the deals are really quite extraordinary because one of Donald Trump's big bugbears is that people in the States are paying far too much money for drugs. There's a new website set up by Pfizer called Trump or X, and consumers in the States can buy drugs through that at an 85% discount. In return, the drug companies don't have tariffs imposed on them by the White House. And that's been a huge advantage to Ireland because our big export is actually drugs from Ireland, particularly to places like the United States. So Ireland's done really well. Other European countries are having it much more difficult because what they've found is they've been hit with tariffs on steel, aluminium, and particularly cars. Ireland doesn't export those to the United States, so we haven't been badly affected at all.
Just as you're with us, David, on another issue, the Revenue this morning saying that they've agreed to exchange information on property ownership with other countries. What's going on here?
So this is really interesting. So what's happened in the past is that tax authorities have shared information with one another regarding how much people have in bank accounts or stocks, shares, particularly crypto. But what's happened is that they haven't been sharing information regarding property, not only property, but where the money came from to buy property, rents collected, people selling property, people acquiring property. So a whole bunch of countries have now signed an agreement, mainly European countries, but also Brazil, Peru, South Africa, New Zealand, and it does include the United Kingdom as well. And what they're going to do is they're going to share information regarding who has property, how much rent they've got, where the money came from to buy the property. Now, it's not going to be set up for a number of years. It's probably going to come into effect in 2029 or 2030, but it's a move to stamp out tax evasion.
David, thank you.